This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. More and more tech giants like Google, Facebook, and Samsung are focusing their efforts on the next billion. That's shorthand for the next billion people, or shall we call them consumers, who will come online. So who are they? Marketplace's Queena Kim takes a look.
The next billion live in emerging economies like China, India, Brazil, and Africa. Jenna Burrell is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Information. She's been studying one of these markets, namely Ghana, since the early 2000s. And she says even back then, it was clear people weren't going to use desktop computers to get online.
You know, it was a small number of people who were going to internet cafes, but almost everyone was either using or owning or getting possession of a mobile phone.
Burrell says in a continent where most people make about a dollar a day, even a few minutes of airtime is a big expense. And that's where Mozilla comes in.
I brought these $25 smartphones.
Andreas Gall is Mozilla's chief technology officer.
These are the devices that launched recently in India.
Mozilla is a nonprofit organization, and it's teaming up with local carriers to make affordable phones for the next billion. Critics of these $25 phones say the web pages take forever to load, and you can't run more than one app at a time. Rakesh Agrawal is a CEO of Redesign Mobile, which develops products for the next billion. He says, forget the quality of the phone. In most emerging economies, data plans are prohibitively expensive.
You have to think about how much people can afford and what kinds of services they can use over their smaller data pipes.
He says the next billion aren't going to be running apps mindlessly like we do, which means in part, tech companies can't rely on advertising to make money off them.
If you're living on a dollar a day, Procter & Gamble can't afford to advertise to you because you can't afford their products.
Despite these odds, tech companies will continue to pursue the next billion. Smartphone sales and sales of apps will inevitably slow, so tech companies need the next billion to keep growing. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.